News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. After days of speculation and multiple back and forth as they tried to placate several stakeholders, the Taliban on Tuesday announced their new cabinet. Mullah Hassan Akhund, an associate of the movement's late founder, Mullah Omar, is the head of Afghanistan's new government, with Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, head of the movement's political office, as his deputy. Sirajuddin Haqqani, son of the founder of the Haqqani Network, will be the new interior minister, the Taliban's main spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told a news conference in Kabul. The new Taliban cabinet consists of at least five UN-designated terrorists. Akhund is the longtime head of the Taliban's powerful decision-making body, Rehbar-e-Shura, or Leadership Council. He was first the foreign minister and then deputy prime minister during the Taliban's last rule from 1996 to 2001. Like many in the Taliban leadership, Akhund derives much of his prestige from his proximity to the movement's reclusive first leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar. He hails from Kandahar, the birthplace of the Taliban. A UN sanctions report described him as a close associate and political advisor to Omar. Akhund is highly respected within the movement, especially by its supreme leader, Haybatullah Akhundzada, a Taliban source said. Some observers see Akhund, believed to be in his mid-60s and possibly older, as more of a political than a religious figure, with his control over the Leadership Council also giving him a say in military affairs. Baradar was once a close friend of Mullah Omar, who gave him his nom de guerre Baradar, or brother. He served as deputy defense minister when the Taliban last ruled Afghanistan. Following the fall of the Taliban government, Baradar served as a senior military commander responsible for attacks on coalition forces, a UN sanctions notice said. He was arrested and imprisoned in Pakistan in 2010. After his release in 2018, he headed the Taliban's political office in Doha, becoming one of the most prominent figures in peace talks with the United States. Believed to be 53 years old, Hanafi was made in charge of the Jafzuya province in northern Afghanistan in May 2007. He remains under the United Nations sanctions for drug trafficking. Hanafi is said to have been key to the U.S.-Afghanistan peace deal that saw the American troops being pulled out of the war-torn nation, ending almost 20 years of war and destruction. He has also been central to the Taliban's negotiations with Russia, China, and others since 2015, when he was appointed deputy political head of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, and often jetted to Moscow, Beijing, and Doha for key talks, a piece in Aussie.com reported. As of May 2007, the Taliban leadership placed Abdul Salam Hanafi Ali Mardan Kul in charge of the Jafzuya province. He was also the Taliban member responsible for Jafzuya province in northern Afghanistan until 2008. He is believed to be involved in drug trafficking. Originally from Paktia, Mutaki calls himself a resident of Helmand. Mutaki served as Minister of Culture and Information during the previous Taliban government, as well as Minister of Education. Mutaki was later sent to Qatar and was appointed a member of the Peace Commission and negotiation team that held talks with the United States. Neither militant commander nor religious leader, according to Taliban sources, Mutaki is the chair of the Invitation and Guidance Commission, which during the insurgency had led efforts to get government officials and other key figures to defect. In statements and speeches while fighting raged for control of the country, he projected a moderate voice, calling on forces holed up in provincial capitals to talk to the group to avoid fighting in urban areas. In the weeks after the fall of Kabul, Mutaki played a similar role with the lone holdout province of Panjshir, calling for a peaceful settlement to hostilities. Head of the influential Haqqani network, Sirajuddin Haqqani succeeded as its leader following the death of his father, Jalaluddin Haqqani, in 2018. initially backed by the United States as one of the most effective anti-Soviet militia in the 1980s. This semi-autonomous group was blamed for some of the deadliest attacks on coalition forces. The network, whose exact status within the Taliban structure is debated, has been named a foreign terrorist organization by the United States, although the Taliban itself has not. The United Nations Sanctions Committee also has said the group, based in the lawless frontier areas between Afghanistan and Pakistan, has close involvement in drugs production and trade. Haqqani is one of the FBI's most wanted men due to his involvement in suicide attacks and ties with Al-Qaeda. The U.S. State Department has offered a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to his arrest. A Delhi court has come down heavily on the police for its lackadaisical attitude in probing the 2020 riots cases and asked the police commissioner to take appropriate action, ensuring proper, expeditious investigation into them. Chief Metropolitan Magistrate Arun Kumar Garg made the remarks while hearing a case against one Dinesh Yadav, arrested for rioting, and gave police the last and final opportunity to file a supplementary charge sheet in the case within 3 weeks. The court noted that the accused is languishing in jail for almost 1 year and it is unable to proceed with the case on merits, along with other riots cases, due to the lackadaisical attitude of the investigating agency, including supervising officers up to the rank of DCP and above. I deem it appropriate to send a copy of this order to Commissioner of Police Delhi with a direction to take appropriate action as per law so as to ensure proper and expeditious investigation in the present case as well as the other riots cases within the timeline, the judge stated in an order dated September 6. The previous week, another judge had pulled up the police, saying that their failure to conduct a proper investigation will torment the sentinels of democracy when history will look back at the worst communal riots in the capital city since partition. Judge Vinod Yadav had called the case a colossal wastage of the hard-earned money of taxpayers, adding that the police merely tried to pull the wool over the court's eyes and nothing else. In a different case, the same judge also had said that the standard of investigation in a large number of 2020 Northeast riots cases is very poor. Communal clashes had broken out in Northeast Delhi in February 2020 after violence between the Citizenship Amendment Act supporters and its protesters spiraled out of control, leaving at least 53 people dead and over 700 injured. The Chhattisgarh police on Tuesday arrested Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel's father, Nand Kumar Baghel, from Agra in connection with a case registered against him for allegedly making derogatory remarks against a community. He was presented before a court in Raipur, after which he was sent to judicial custody for 14 days. He has reportedly declined to seek bail or take services of any lawyer. The action was taken after the Brahmin Samaj filed a complaint against 86-year-old Nand Kumar for allegedly making the derogatory remark against them a couple of days back. The DD Nagar police had lodged an FIR against Nand Kumar under sections 505 and 153 of the Indian Penal Code. After a controversy erupted over the alleged remarks of his father, the Chief Minister had strongly disapproved of the remarks allegedly made by his father and said nobody is above the law. He had said he was pained and police will take appropriate action in the matter. The remarks made by my father, Nand Kumar Baghel, against a specific class have come to my attention. The comments have hurt the sentiments of the class as well as affected social harmony, and I am also pained by it, Bhupesh Baghel had said in a statement. However, opposition BJP in the state did not see any justified action into the matter. Sanjay Srivastava, the spokesperson of BJP in Chhattisgarh, told News 18 that it was a mixed outcome of communities enraged with Baghel Sr.'s persistent inflammatory remarks and fear of action against him by other state governments. He claimed that cases also have been lodged against Baghel's father in Uttar Pradesh and Delhi, and the former feared that his father could be arrested by these states. Not only this time, Baghel's father was making adverse remarks on Lord Ram, other deities and upper castes regularly, claimed Srivastava, adding, this time the Chief Minister had to act against his father to keep angry communities in check. While speaking to News 18, Shailesh Nitin Trivedi, the media coordinator of Chhattisgarh Congress, asked why then Chief Minister Raman Singh did not do this in cases of his son's foreign accounts and his son-in-law scams. He added that it was a fitting example set by Chief Minister Baghel, exhibiting that no one was above the law. The outfit, in its complaint, alleged that the CM's father recently made a controversial appeal to people to boycott Brahmins by terming them as foreigners and asked people to not let them enter in their villages. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai on Tuesday sought the creation of a joint action plan by Delhi and its neighbouring states to combat high levels of air pollution in the winter season. Rai said that Delhi will start preparing a winter action plan next week and called upon Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan to implement the measures the national capital had taken last year to prevent worsening of air quality. Last year, we launched the Red Light On, Gaadi Off campaign to minimize vehicular pollution, set up a green war room to monitor and coordinate anti-pollution efforts. We also conducted an anti-dust campaign, which can be replicated in NCR areas of other states, the minister said. Rai said a group of representatives will call upon the Union Environment Minister and the Centre's Commission for Air Quality Management and discuss the need of a joint action plan, which can be enforced in Delhi and neighbouring states to fight air pollution during winters. We will discuss with the Commission and the Union Environment Minister the problem of stubble burning in neighbouring states and the steps taken by the Delhi government to solve it, he said. Rai said Delhi experimented with Pusa Biodecomposer, a microbial solution for fermenting stubble into manure, and it yielded good results. The use of Pusa Biodecomposer should be scaled up and expedited in the adjoining states, he said. We are now at a juncture where the governments of the states surrounding Delhi need to take cognizance of the biodecomposing solution. Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh need to step up and adopt this measure, Rai said. We will take up the issue with the Union Minister and the Central Panel. If efforts in this direction are not expedited, it will be tough to deal with the stubble burning problem, he said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.